The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What is that? You can tell she's not a farm girl. This is the Good Day program. It's 7 minutes after the hour, Thursday, April 14th, for another hour, 3 hours. Some of you have been around for 3 hours. God love you. Kara, you've been there. Kara Schoen's been there for 3 hours. And she's got a little cold in her nose. I'll fix that right up. I told her how to do that. This is Dr. Doug on the Good Day program with Victoria Keeland. I have the fix for both of you and everybody else who's listening who has problems with the turn into spring movement. I'm not talking about democracy spring. I'm talking about turning into springtime. The best way for you to deal with it, all of you, don't go to the store and get drugs. No, no, no. Go to the health food store. And now, actually, wouldn't you rather be healthy? The whole name, I mean, think about it, the names, the drugstore. That's what we used to, I don't think they call them pharmacies now, right? But there's, we used to call them the drugstore. So do you want to go to the drugstore or do you want to go to the health food store to be healthy? I think I choose health, the health food store. So if you're sounding like Victoria and or Kara, then these are the things to do. You go to the health food store and choose health. Get zinc and take 4 or 5 zinc lozenges or capsules a day. Take 4 vitamin C, 4,000 units, 4 times a day, or at least with each meal, 3 times a day. And then take 4 echinacea capsules. Do that. Maybe a little apple cider vinegar. Vinegar. You got that, Victoria?
Vinegar.
Vinegar. And then probably some honey with cinnamon on top of it. And by this time tomorrow, you two ladies are going to feel like taking over the program, pushing me aside. You're going to be so full of energy and that sort of good stuff.
Now, do you do that year-round?
I do.
Or just allergy season?
I do. No, I have allergy. I've always, the farm has produced, even though I've been around the farm all my life, and my immune system is great, I don't seem to have developed the same sort of resistance to allergies that I have to most everything else that ails you. So about this time of year, I get really heavy. My voice sometimes will sound heavy and it's been going on because we had early spring in Los Angeles. So it started with me 2 months ago you can hear it in my voice. And now because everything is blooming here on the farm, I'm going to get it and it'll stay with me through the season because out in the hay field, there is pollen galore. And it really does stay with me a lot now. A lot of my life is getting rid of the extra in our system.
Right.
Maybe too much information. But that's the way it is, the allergies. I can't the thing that treats it or seems to make it best is the cinnamon on top of the honey. That really does
that's
a lot.
Interesting. I've never heard that one. Now, do you use raw honey? I try to use only raw honey.
Local raw honey. That's what you want. You don't want stuff that was grown. There's nothing wrong with the honey that comes from California, but if you're in Massachusetts, what happens, for those of you who may not know the system, and this is one of the great things that helps me, among many things, believe in God, believe in a power that's greater than we are, because this is masterful. It's like so many other things that come together that help make your life better. If you get honey that is done locally, that is, the bees are local, the bees have been pollinating and been exposed to the things we've been talking about, the local flowers, whatever it is that's polluting the air or whatever it is that causes the allergies, the pollen in the air, these bees have worked on it. So their honey is going to be a better antidote to what you have going on in your system than the antidote that comes from honey that comes from another place where they don't have the same flowers and they don't have the same sort of things growing. It's a very specific regional thing. So
I've heard that. I just didn't know what the exact reason was why you should have local honey.
Because of what the work is the bees are doing on the local plants. That makes sense?
Yeah.
See, you
Except
came here.
The bees are endangered now, right? So we need to save the bees.
Well, the bees have been. You can blame your friends at Monsanto for that.
I know. My friends. Hashtag not my friends.
And Monsanto has done more to destroy the planet. Wait, there's this whole thing about climate change that we'll get to in this hour. As a matter of fact, in a moment, I think we ought to get to this because it sort of underscores what we're talking about here. We have all these people who are running around with good intentions. They don't really know what they're talking about for the most part, but, and somebody's saying, I can hear it now. And you do, Doug? Yeah, I actually do know a lot about this. I've spent a lot of time, mostly because of my own personal interest with the farm and how things grow and trying to plant at the right time and make sure that all of the things at the end of the season come out right. And climate change affects the growing season very significantly, frankly. So when we have this conversation about climate change, it does affect what we're just talking about, the pollen and other things. It's all-encompassing. So I'll get to that in a matter of moments. I want to say hi to the people listening in and around the Portland, Oregon area. How do you do? Nice to have you on board, Charlotte. And the people in that area, Western Pennsylvania, or two or three stations there, down in Central Texas, Salt Lake, say it again, Doug, Salt Lake City, how do you do? Sacramento, that station that was out there has changed. They were a news and talk station. Now they're going to do gospel, I think, or something like that, which is kind of sad. Those who are listening in Ohio, nice to have you on the drive with us. Las Vegas and in around that area, Arizona. And Nevada, lots of action there. I may go there on Monday because of the National Association of Broadcasters meeting. The folks listening east of Cleveland and south of Cleveland, how do you do? Kansas City, Orlando, just a nice, sweet way for us to start the day here on the Good Day program is to know that you are there. It's 13 and change past the hour. A lot of you are just waking up now. You had a lousy night's sleep. How come you don't have the My Pillow way of sleeping? I've just found out, well, not just, but recently, in the last month or so, I got a new My Pillow. Matter of fact, I got two, one for me and one for Meredith. I have been sleeping very well, very rested in the morning. You can hear it. My energy is up. And it's because the My Pillow fit to me. No matter what kind of a sleeper you are, whether you sleep on your back, whether you're on your side, if you're a big person, small person, doesn't make any difference. My Pillow is the pillow that will give you the perfect fit. At night, you can move the My Pillow around. There's an interesting fill, a patented fill to the My Pillow, and that will allow you to push it around. And so you can. I stick mine sometimes between my legs because I have a bad back and it supports me there. It'll support your head, your neck. It cradles you. That's really what it does. You'll feel like a baby, and you'll sleep like a baby, which is really what you want. You want your life to be positive, and you want to be strong in the morning. My Pillow is the answer. It doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. That fill that I'm talking about, the patented fill, stays put, and you will wake up in the morning feeling like you're ready to take on the day. So I'm going to make sure that this is easy for you. You can buy one of the My Pillows by dialing 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. And what do you suppose that's for, Victoria? Why do you think they use the code DS?
That actually took me a second. I'm like, oh, duh, Doug Steffen.
Oh, really? Well, somebody said deep sleep.
Okay. Oh.
Well, no, I don't know.
That would work, too.
800-874-8985 for your free pillow. Buy one, get another one free. This is a better way. It's a good way. It's an incentive. Always get something that doesn't cost you anything. So call 800-874-8985. Go to MyPillow.com if you want to. Make sure you use the promo code DS. It's a life-changing pillow. And it's so easy. And by the way, My Pillow is made in America. You'll like that. I know. I liked it. Comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. Call the number 800-874-8985 now and use the promo code DS.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $299. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, if you are thinking of enjoying yourself this weekend with this sort of thing, the one place where you can catch all the college basketball action, Buffalo Wild Wings in their stores, enjoy some great food and drinks while you're at it, you'll be busy. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for NCAA sports. That's what you like about going to the sports world, going to enjoy the sports world, have something good to eat. I want to say hi and good morning to folks. People listening, folks in Jefferson City in Columbia, Missouri, how do you do? It's the Good Day program with a focus on climate change. There are a lot of people who are advocating various positions. There's a new documentary called Climate Hustle, the anti-climate change documentary. Here's podcaster Kyle Kolinsky talking about the money that oil companies spend every year to block climate change policies.
Major fossil fuel companies and trade groups shell out nearly $115 million a year to oppose efforts to reduce carbon emissions, according to a new report from the British research organization Influence Map. The largest share of the money comes from the American Petroleum Institute, the country's largest trade organization for oil and gas producers. It reportedly spends $65 million annually in efforts to block climate policy. API is followed by ExxonMobil, which spends $27 million, and Shell, which spends $22 million a year on anti-climate advocacy. The rest of the money comes from smaller fossil fuel companies and trade organizations. These figures dwarf the amount spent by supporters of climate change legislation, which is estimated at only $5 million annually, according to the report. That tells you everything that you need to know about why we've been dragging our feet so much on really turning away from fossil fuels and getting to clean, renewable energy. Because the pro-fossil fuel lobby spends $115 million. The anti-fossil fuel lobby, the people who are trying to do something about climate change, the green technology people, they only spend $5 million a year.
Well, that's the simplistic way of looking at it. There's a lot more to it. Maybe I'll spend a little more time with Victoria on this at the bottom of the hour. That's radio lingo for half past the hour, which is coming up right now. It's 21 after the hour. Good day.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Things about this program is 23 after the hour. I am teachable. It may be that those of you who have become senior to your juniors, I have two juniors here with me. Both of them are intelligent millennial women, and they have much more, when it comes to a lot of things, much more knowledge than I do. So Kara and I are just talking about how I can move a bit of information along from here to there. And she was bringing me around to the arrows. And so we'll get back to those arrows in a few moments. Meanwhile, time for a review. I don't know which is more entertaining, listening to me try to figure out how to do some of this stuff or actually listening to people who do conversation on television for laughs or information. Steve Harvey, Wendy Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, I'm thinking about because they're part of the fan base here at this point in this hour of the program. Here's Steve Harvey from his program yesterday joking about the presidential race.
Republican debates are pretty much like the Jerry Springer show. You've been watching them. And according to Jerry Springer, he told MSNBC that if the politicians are going to mimic his show so closely, he should get paid. Now, is this fair? I say yes, it's fair. I say give Jerry a cut of the money.
Yeah.
You should pay Jerry.
Yeah.
The Republicans, they doing me a favor because I make money off them. Hell, these is free jokes to me. If Trump is your president, say goodbye to all your Hispanic friends.
Yeah. 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 All right, here's Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question about online dating.
I got a good friend of mine. He's doing the online dating thing, dating multiple women. Typically, it's only one date, never give him a second chance. I'm married with kids. I know he wants a little stability in his life.
Yes.
How do I tell him he's going about his quest for love in the wrong way?
Tell him. Here's my thing about online dating. You should do, like, maybe 30% of your dating, if you're a single person, online. Like troll that. But the other 70%, live in reality, like a real girl. You know what I mean?
70. Who has had time over the course of their lives to date that many people? How many, Kara, what's the most, at one point in time, how many men have you dated? One point in time in your life?
At the same time?
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard. With internet dating, I think it's hard because you talk to multiple people at one time.
Yeah.
But I've really only gone out simultaneously, like, on dates with, like, two people at the same time.
Yeah. How about you,
Not
Victoria?
A big player.
Yeah, I'm not really a big player like that either. I probably two at once.
Two at once.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had my fingers on the pulse here. Ellen DeGeneres yesterday joking about a new poll that says she ought to run for president.
Someone told me a new poll came out. There's a ranking of 50 celebrities people think should run for president. I have been voted number one. Thank you, and not interested. Thank you. That sounds like the worst job in the world to me. It's a very sweet thought, but I have no political ambition whatsoever. I have a few ideas, though, how we could make life better for people. Like, for instance, if I were president, I would close the gender pay gap. I don't think there should be any difference. I would also have every gas tank on the same side of every car. And I'd get rid of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I would just have a giant pizza party. That's all.
Hey! Ellen for president! Hooray!
Ellen for president.
All right, where's the Soul Train music? Come on, let's get at the Soul Train because there's a new way of understanding how good or bad a dancer. You found this out, Victoria. Some people are biologically not capable of dancing.
Yeah, apparently some people they found are biologically incapable of. They did random testing where people had to clap or tap along to a certain sound, like a metronome. And some people were completely physically incapable of keeping up with the metronome. Are you that bad, or
yeah,
you're somewhere?
I'm right there. I can't rub my belly and rub my head at the same time. I can walk and chew gum, however, at the same time. This is Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Make sure what you want is what you want. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. Do you remember the story of Phaethon from Greek mythology? Phaethon was the son of, well, the sun. And he was a long-lost son at that. So when he finally found his father felt so guilty for missing his son's entire childhood that he said, "You can have any wish you want." But when Phaethon asked if he could drive the sun god's chariot across the sky, the sun god did everything he could to talk him out of it. He said, "Son, look, you're just not ready for that." But Phaethon didn't listen, and he drove his father's chariot to disastrous consequences. I mean, he wrecked and died and burned up a lot of the earth, but here's the point of the story. Even the ancient Greeks knew that sometimes we need to be patient and rethink what we really want. So step back the next time you feel impatient and ask yourself, is this what I really want? For help developing your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free With Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Sounds like an Indian chant, right? Yoba, 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 bunga. Okay, hello. It's a Thursday on the radio. You've got that 14th of April in 75, and hardly a man is now alive. Actually, that's Patriots Day, which is next Monday, and the Boston Marathon is next Monday. I'll be happily not here because you can't get anywhere. The race comes through my town. Goes through from Ashland, Massachusetts, through Framingham and Natick, into Wellesley and Newton, and then into Boston. And it is a nightmare because there are 34,000 people who will fly or drive to Boston, take the train, bus, whatever it is, and they will go to Hopkinton Green. There are busloads they have to hire. They hire 480 buses to haul these people, because most of them stay in downtown Boston, can't get a hotel room from now until next Tuesday night. Forget about it. You couldn't stay in Boston if you wanted to. And then these people get on the road, and they just run from Hopkinton to Boston, and it takes, normally the roads are all closed for about 4 hours. So you can't, for example, in my town, you can't get across. You can't get across to the other side, the south side of town. You can't get there because the road they're on parallels the railroad tracks, and you can't cross it. They keep the road closed for 4 hours. And the same is true all the way along the race line. But
that sounds even more sort of disruptive than the New York City Marathon.
Yeah, it's very disruptive. L.A. Marathon. I go through these, both of these every year. The Boston Marathon is disruptive in April. And then the L.A. Marathon, I think, is in January, and it happens they run it right down the street from where I live in Los Angeles, and you can't get across there either. I remember 2 years ago trying to get from Santa Monica to Venice on the day of the race. It took me almost an hour and 45 minutes to do what would normally take me 10.
Right.
Because you got to go down around the bridge and over the 4 oh, man. So I wonder sometimes, what is really accomplished? Is it that good for tourism? Is it that good for business to have people's lives disrupted by this? Or are we all just spoiled because we don't want to have our routines changed? Is that, I mean, this is good for a lot of
I never understand things. How it's good for business.
Well, it's
I mean,
because you bring
like
all those tourists in.
Water vendors and stuff.
Yeah, that's good for it brings tourism in. But what's going to happen now, because like so many other things, it has been bastardized by the use of illicit substances. And now there's an investigation this year into the Kenyans who have won the race the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years. And they want to know whether they were taking dope or not. It's too late for that now because you don't, you know, who knows? You can test them today. That doesn't mean that they were doing last year or it makes any difference. But you can be sure for those who look like they will be the winners, I think there's going to be some kind of testing this year. And again, what happened to just trying to win on your own? Just build yourself up. Do like, well, I mean, so many of the sports now, if you're a power lifter, for example, you're going to try to take something that'll make you lift more. If you're a football player, something that'll make you run faster. If you're a baseball player, something that'll make you hit the ball harder. I don't know that hockey players have been accused of taking dope, though. Have they?
I don't think so. I mean, if they have, I've never heard anything about it, but
all right, my friend Victoria Keelan is here, and also Kara Schillen, and we're talking about climate change. Sarah Palin has been out promoting this Climate Hustle documentary. Bill Nye has been out promoting the Climate Hustle documentary. And here's a lady who's a news lady named Lisa Shannon, reporting on what, if anything, has changed since the last time there was a movie like this. You remember Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth?
It took 25 years before someone would listen to scientists' worries about the pattern of global warming and climate change they were observing. That someone was former Vice President Al Gore when he backed the documentary film An Inconvenient Truth. The film was highly popular and controversial, but it showed the actual research of scientists who had been tracing the movement of global temperatures for decades. But now, a decade after the film, the underlying problems that are driving the changing climate have not changed. But the technology used to analyze these changes is rapidly improving, with computers that are better able to track and predict climate changes over the coming centuries. The technology is being used to set priorities in the global fight against climate change.
All right, you know how naive this lady sounds and how naive it is when you think about all of the time and money that's being spent and energy, not, pardon the pun, not to be a, you know, sort of a character here. Climate change is happening. It will happen. It has happened. And you're not going to change it. Can you slow it down a little bit by maybe not using so much fossil fuel? There's probably a good argument for that. But you're not going to change what's going on. And you say, well, what's going on? A story at DougStefan.com today about this giant ice sheet off the coast of Greenland. It's been melting at a record rate. And that's just going back the last week or two. Weather system brought unusually warm temperatures up to the Arctic. Concerns now an even larger melt may take place this summer. Now, when you think about warmth, there's a relativity to it. Much of our country reached temperatures above freezing on Monday. The high is, let's see here, the average high around the country, 50 degrees this past week, taking in all of the lower 48 states. Right now, there is if you're in the Midwest, you're at 70 degrees today and maybe higher by tomorrow or the next day, up in the 80s. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, it'll be in the 50s, which is normal and temperate for this time of year. I think, Kara, where you are down there, be a little bit warmer, but you're going to have temperatures in the 60s this weekend. Be quite nice. New York, where you are, Victoria, will be about the same as it is here in Boston, upper 50s, lower 60s. But then by the time we get to the late end of the weekend and into next week, easily temperatures in the 80s. And that'll do a couple of different things. For those of us on the farm anyway, it'll make things grow. Things are going to really start. Grass will grow and the stuff that's been planted will start to grow. So under the circumstances, I'm going to guess, Victoria, that you have spent a lot of time talking about this. One of the things that you hear is how much money is being spent by the oil companies to block climate change. Okay. So here's one of the facts. The oil companies are getting involved in alternative sources of energy because they know that their future is not in fossil fuels. They're into, in a couple of cases, big time, into alternative sources, solar power and wind power and other things that are being developed. Are they trying to keep the fossil fuel industry going? Yes. But there's big money. Big money, huge money in investing. If I had some extra dough, I'd be buying into green companies. Sure. Into solar. I mean, there's big dough there. The government's all over it, spent a lot of money. So, but when you first learned about it, I'd be interested in both of you, Kara and Victoria, talking about what your philosophy is, or what your attitude is toward this, and what you have learned over the years. Do you believe now the same as you did when you first started thinking about events taking place like the one that we highlighted, DougStephan.com, the melting of the ice in Greenland?
I mean, I feel like my whole life, it's all been about the glaciers are melting and, you know, and ice caps and things like that. I don't remember a time where climate change wasn't a discussion on some level. So my opinion about it has always sort of been formed by what's been around me and taught in school, and it's a very science-heavy education, I guess, that I've had in that sense. And I, not being from any sort of religious background either, I haven't had anything standing in my way of believing that climate change is a very real and very important topic that needs to be addressed. So mm-hmm. My opinion about it hasn't really changed. My opinion is I don't understand why more solar and wind isn't being used, because that seems free and inexpensive and renewable.
You can thank Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld pretty much for that, because during the Reagan years, Nancy Reagan tried to convince Ronnie and had done a good job of doing it that we ought to put more federal dollars into renewable sources like solar power and wind. Okay, so that was all set until one day when Donald and his pal Dick walked in to the Oval Office and said, "Mr. President, we got this deal with our friends the Saudis. We're going to have cheap oil forever, till the end of time, so we don't really have to invest in," because for Reagan it was about the money, about how much money we were going to have to spend to buy oil. Because remember, Reagan took office right after the oil shortage, right after the gas shortage, the last year of the Jimmy Carter administration, prices of gasoline, crazy lines, all of that stuff. So Reagan's mindset was, we got to do something about this. Nancy said, the way to fix it is not use so much fossil fuel, and here are the solutions. And Ronnie said, that's a great idea, we'll do that. And then Rumsfeld and Cheney get a hold of him, and they convince him not to do it. And thus we have the problem from that point to this point of being dependent. Not so much, actually, one of the good things that's happened in the last few years has been the opening up of our own oil reserves, oil sources, oil shale, all of that sort of stuff. Some people say fracking is a disaster. I think there's two sides to that story. Kara, what about you? What have you grown up to believe?
I agree a lot with what Victoria said, in that it's just always been a thing as I've grown up. But something I've focused more on is pollution. And, you know, when I grew up, and this is something I've talked to my sister about, we grew up in a family where, you know, if you had trash in the car, you just keep that trash until you get somewhere,
right,
and you can throw it out
the window.
And it's amazing to me how many people I see, and I think it really depends the environment that you grow up in. If you grow up with parents who just throw their cups out of the window or their cigarettes out of the window, it's amazing to me how much I see that.
Nothing drives me nuts like somebody throwing a cigarette out of the window.
You know, it just doesn't
selfish.
Make any sense when you have a car. You literally have a place where you can just set it in a cup holder, set it on the ground, you know, something like that, until you get to a place where you can throw it out. And that's something that is not necessarily a bigger concern to me, but something that should be so easily fixed. You know, it's so easy to avoid.
Yep.
And so I like to focus on that.
Selfish. Doing it anyway, throwing yourself out the window is very selfish. I want to, you know, we were talking about this Will Smith and the road rage thing this week. If there's ever a time when I feel like I'm going to go bananas when I'm driving, have a road rage, is when I see somebody throw a cigarette butt out the window. And you can still see the it's still lit. It still has
an ember. Well, yeah, you see all the little orange embers, you know, going down the road, and it just...
So you go into a pile of leaves. What do you think is going to happen next? Hello.
Right. Well, and there's also an environmental impact to that. I just read a story last week about certain states are trying to figure out how they can how they can dispose of cigarette butts, and it's something like 245 million cigarette butts in the country are just laying in places like landfills, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You're just creating so much waste.
Yeah.
And I'm not for smoking at all, but that does make a case for using like e-cigarettes. At least they're renewable.
I don't understand why people smoke. I watched my mother die at the age of 50 because she smoked. I saw when they did the autopsy on her and brought us out a piece of her lung. It looked like a burnt sponge. Why would you do that to you? Why would you put something in your body like that unless you just have a death wish? It's like committing suicide. That's what it is. My mother committed suicide by drinking and smoking. At the age of 50, she was dead. And that's what you do. Unless if you want to commit suicide, there's a lot better and more efficient ways of doing it. It doesn't take as long. You know, not necessarily. I can't see it now. Stefan advocates suicide.
All right, settle down, Doug Kevorkian.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's by the way, my chiropractor's name is Peter Kevorkian.
Oh.
Dr. Kevorkian. That's his name. Very good guy. 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Doug Stephan's Good Day Program, 48 past the hour. Victoria, Kara, and Doug, if you're feeling stressed, Victoria thinks drinking kombucha, is that how you pronounce it? Kombucha?
Kombucha.
How do you pronounce that? Kombucha.
Kombucha,
could be
yeah.
the answer. I've had this stuff. Meredith likes it, and, ugh, man, it tastes terrible.
See,
so
I
what's
don't think
in
it
this?
Does. The regular bottle. I like the GT's brand. It's just the regular green stuff. It has a natural sweetness to it, and there's no added sugar. But I think it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it actually is good for your liver. I've had a few issues with liver over my lifespan. Supposedly boosts your immune system. Very good for energy and stamina. Supports healthy digestion. There are a lot of different. If you have this may be TMI, irritable bowel syndrome or ulcers. People say that it's good for that. So what got you started on it, though? What was the first thing that attracted you to a bottle of kombucha was what?
I am so embarrassed to even say.
Oh, good. Come on. That's good.
This is true confession. This is so bad.
Come on, pains me
to say it. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no!
It's worse than anything I could imagine. Yes, Lindsay Lohan went through a phase where, like, all she drank was kombucha. Really? And I kind of was like, what is that stuff that she's always drinking? So I saw it at Whole Foods, and I tasted it, and it was actually really good, so I started drinking it. But I love it, and it's healthy for me, so I just tend to not. I leave out the Lindsay Lohan part from now on.
Vitamin B all over the place, vitamin C. It actually really is very, very healthy.
And it's fermented, and I was telling you, Doug, during the break, that fermented foods are very healthy for you, but I don't happen to find fermented foods delicious.
Well, it's the product, part of the digestive process has been done for you. It's like yogurt. It's already halfway digested before you drink it or eat it. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara with a focus on Facebook. Isn't it interesting? Pretty much every day we can find a story on Apple, a story on Facebook, and then there are other things that we fill in. It's kind of like using a filler around the Facebooks. Find something new and different. Facebook, taken to the skies, ambitious plans for a fleet of unmanned solar-powered aircraft that beam the Internet to the 4 billion people or so around the planet that don't have it. Now, focused on being on Earth, the most popular social network, most popular messaging service, built two new ground-based technologies that aim to deliver the Internet to people who live in cities where networks are routinely jammed, who live far away from cell towers and fiber optic, that sort of thing. So even I'm wondering, now the Chinese will probably try to figure out how to block this, but the idea is to use this technology to get to people who either can't get it because they don't have the ability to get it, there isn't the kind of infrastructure to support it, or because the government, like in China, essentially blocks it. Wireless antennas, say it again, Doug, wireless antennas that can improve Internet in urban areas and rural areas, the TerraGraph and Project Ares. What was announced yesterday at Facebook's annual developers conference. So, if you're big into Facebook, good for you. This will make it easier for you to talk to your friends in China on Facebook. Meanwhile, the Instagram, the usage of Instagram for food, and this sounds a little strange. There are pictures of food. Have you ever done that on social media? We'll delve into how it works in a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence, but is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, if you've wondered how people behind your favorite food Instagram accounts can afford all of those mouth-watering eats, hashtag eats, there's a new Bon Appetit feature that social media influencers can barter free food and sometimes even get money for coming to a restaurant to snap a couple of pictures and promote the restaurant. All right, who admits to having done that? Would you do that, Kara? Go to a restaurant, take a picture, get a free meal.
Yeah, I would do that.
This is a great meal.
Yeah, I would do it, yeah.
Huh? Would you do it?
I would totally do that. I Instagram food pics all the time anyway. I might as well get free stuff for it.
Right. There's an article that's being we sort of paraphrased in the story at DougStefan.com about the success of various restaurants. There's one not far from you, Victoria, in Soho. People going to Black Tap Burgers and talking about how insanely delicious their food is and their milkshakes are candy stores in a glass, Emily Morse wrote at new_fork_city. And so there are people all over the place. There's a one guy quoted in here says, I know people who haven't paid for food in months. They go around. This one guy who's got 149,000 followers, and basically all he does is go get a free meal every night and take a picture of it and send it out. Wow. And go to the he goes to the cashier and say, "Look what I just did! Look at all my followers, free!" So our poll today at DougStefan.com: do you post pictures of food on social media? A, yes, almost every day. B, once in a while. C, only if it's something really amazing. D, nope, but my friends do. E, no, I think this is ridiculous. Actually, I think...
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.